Now let's talk about the economy. Ford Motor Company laying off tens of thousands of people. General Motors will lay off tens of thousands of people. Kraft announces it's laying off 8,000 people. What the heck's going on?
You know, it's just as I mentioned about what's going on with the national leadership. Leadership counts. And we don't have leadership neither in the United States, in our political system, nor in our business systems. And it's showing, and it cannot be denied. How could companies like Ford and General Motors have squandered our future so ridiculously? We just saw the International Auto Show. It just ended recently. And what was the big news coming out from the American automakers? General Motors announcing that they came out with a new prototype of a Camaro.
Yeah. Where's the drama? Where's the innovation? Where's the alternative fuel cars? Where's the ability to really turn this economy around? Because, you know, my dad worked for Ford Motor Company all his life, and he used to tell me, out of Detroit where I was born, he said, George, the automobile industry fuels the economy of the United States. And he said, you have no idea its tentacles and how far it goes. And you know what? He's absolutely right, Gerald. And even though we have really gone away from an industrial-based country, the automobile industry fuels the direction of this economy still, I believe.
It does. As the old saying goes, as goes General Motors, so goes the United States. And we're watching them go, and they're going backwards. They're pulling out a Camaro, dusting off a has-been product of the 1970s for the new millennium. So we do have a potential, George, in this country, because I can tell you from our research, and we see it all over, what the United States has that no other country does have is the freedom of expression and thought coming out of the entrepreneurs, the engineers, the visionaries. But what's happening is those thoughts, those ideas, and those great products that we are producing aren't getting to the top because of the leadership in these dead-thinking companies. How could General Motors let Toyota overrun it as it's about to do now? We have the wherewithal. We don't have the will, and we don't have the visionaries in the leadership, whether it's in politics or business. And you look at the greed in corporate America, it's only matched by the greed in our political systems.
I'm going to make a prediction that either Ford or General Motors, whoever would have thought of this, is going to get bought out or merged with one of the Japanese automakers.
Well, look what happened to Chrysler.
Yep.
It's Daimler Chrysler. But if Ford or General Motors came out with a 21st century automobile, they would trump the rest of the world, because when you look at the Japanese, and again, you can clearly look at the Chinese, they are not the innovators. They are the perfectors of our technology.
Exactly. Always have been.
Exactly. So we have the leading edge. We could make the change made in America if it was stamped with real quality rather than this hype that these auto companies and other companies in America stamp on in their advertising. We could lead the world again. We have the ability, we just don't have the leadership that's taking advantage. And the proprietary products are the new manufactured products.